All right, Andrew Short, Phoenix. Hey, I thought it was a pretty good race. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, it was a step in the right direction. It was positive for me and for KTM and Red Bull. It seemed like, you know, last weekend was a big struggle, and a lot of it was me with how I was riding the bike. But we've been learning some things and changing some things on the bike, and it's hard, you know, for me to adapt to a different riding style because I can't point and shoot it. I got around my turns off like a 250F, and it's hard to race like that when the track develops and gets ruts and bumps. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm working on, and if I can keep building like I did this weekend when I raced, I'd be really happy. And I struggled in qualifying, but the racing was good.
Yeah, good starts too, decent starts.
I had a really good start in my heat race, but, you know, it was perfect. I shifted perfect. Everything was perfect, so that's what it has to be for me. And to be up there, and it's so competitive. Everybody's going for that start. It makes a big difference for everybody. But if I get a start, I can run with those guys, I think. That's what the heat race showed when I finished second. So that's the next goal for me. I just got to keep building and keep working with the team and hopefully seeing positive results.
You know what you need? You're telling me about how you had to shift your points exactly last week. You need one of those lights on your handlebars that lights up when you're at the proper RPM like Cowie has and other people have.
No, I just go by the seat of my pants. I learned a lot at Honda with the data bike, and KTM has data as well. And I know from that heat race that that's about as good as that start can get from me, and I shifted perfect and had a good RPM. And I'll continue to learn from them with that, where to hold the RPM and that feeling. Because once I have it and I know what's optimal, I can kind of duplicate it. I learned how to do it at Honda. There's no reason I can't do it at KTM. So I think that's going to be a big difference for me.
I guess talk about a little bit. Does the track develop different lines on because it's 450s and you notice that because you're on a 350? Like, does it jack you up a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. That's where I have to be better. It's, you know, once the turns get rutted, there's an inside rut that's a little smoother, and then there's another inside rut. When I start hitting those, you know, I'm stopping. I'm not rounding my turns off, and I'm kind of getting sucked into that style of racing, which is fine on a 450 for me in the past. But now I got to learn to ride it different. I got to race different. Everything's new to me. So it's taking me a lot longer, and it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. But there's no reason that I can't be better. And, you know, the team's working really hard, and they've gave me a great bike, and I got to do the same and ride with a lot of heart, and we'll get there.
Where do you think your bike has an advantage out there? Is there any particular instances or something on the track where you're like, hey, I'm working good?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of – it's easy to ride. You know, the whoops.
Maybe it doesn't tire you out.
Yeah, and the whoops, I kill it. I have good corner speed. You know, there's some places. But it, for me, it's just learning how to race it different. That's, you know, that's the struggle for me right now. And, you know, there's a lot of positives, and I got to learn to use them.
Cool. Well, right on, man. I know I talked to Ian Harrison earlier and Leighton, and they love the way you've been, how professional you've been, and how much you're helping the other guys, including Ken Roczen. So those guys are pumped on you.
Yeah, I think it's a big process for all of us. You know, we're all in this together, and we all want to be successful, and it's not happening as quick as we hoped, but that's racing, so we'll see how it goes, and I'm just glad to be a part of it, and I'll help those guys as much as I can.
Cool, thank you.
Thanks.